Boom.
Didn't like being told this.
I'll call the, to order this meeting of the Civil Service Commission. We'll do a roll call. Commissioner Gersten.
Present.
Commissioner Sepulveda.
Present.
Commissioner Fish is absent. And myself, Commissioner Carbuccia, here. I'll move to public comments. Persons may address the commission on the subject matter within the commission's jurisdiction that are not listed as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the commission from discussing or taking action on issues not on the agenda, but if appropriate, the commission may schedule a topic for future discussion or refer the matter to staff. If you wish to speak, please fill out a request to speak and submit it to the secretary. Mr. Secretary, do we have any public comments?
None.
Okay, move to action items. We'll go to 4.1, approval of the regular meeting minutes for September 2nd, 2021. And if you don't mind, we'll do it combined of April 7th, 2022 with the staff recommendation to approve. Is there a motion?
Assuming there's no questions or conversation, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of September 2nd, 2021 and April 7th, 2022.
Second?
Yes, I second.
Okay, we'll call the vote. All, Commissioner Gersten?
Yeah, aye.
Commissioner Sepulveda?
Aye.
And myself, yes, and with one absence. Consideration and approval of the addition of the following classification to the classification plan per Civil Service Rule 1.02A3, multimedia designer. It's within the professional unit. Courtney, you want to give us a recommendation and give us a little background?
Yeah, this is a new classification. I'm going to look at the chief, sorry. 2 years ago? 1 year ago. 2 years ago. We added through Measure A.
No,
or transport. A, thank you. See, this is why I need backup. We're one mind together. We added a multimedia production specialist in the ACE bargaining group. So we brought someone on board. It was a new classification to the city. We had an hourly for a period of time that was in school. They would take a video of trainings that were done in our ALS program, and then they would use that for trainings department-wide through rolling it out through Target Solutions. That person had the job briefly left, and we have hired someone new that is really doing the full-scale model of development, production, not just taping someone doing a training and putting it into video, but really doing production, and you're seeing that citywide, either things for the mayor's office, the city manager's office, primarily the fire department, HR too. It's a broader, more professional kind of cradle to grave project. So we feel that this is the appropriate classification. We are keeping the other classification in existence in case we need that. It could also possibly be a feeder classification if we ever needed it for this position.
But that classification is vacant.
No, there's someone in it, the person that we're going to reclassify to this position. We've talked with both labor groups, and they're both in alignment and agreement with the creation of this position in this bargaining group and the salary.
But upon reclassification, that prior position will be vacant.
Well, there's only one position, so we're reclassifying the
Got
current
it.
FTE,
okay.
But we'll keep the classification in existence with no FTE associated with it.
And is there anything we need to do for the reclassification, or do you just approval of the classification and then y'all handle it?
We all handle it.
You're
from
okay.
There. Yeah.
Is there a different salary range?
Yes.
For the new one? I assume higher?
Yes.
I assume there's budget for it?
Yes.
And is that shared since the person works for all these departments? Is the budgetary?
No, it's all falling in fire. So the primarily responsibilities are in fire, but we do tend to not nudge, borrow, pull.
Well, you're only asked to the chief to get to borrow, correct?
Well, yes.
I think fire typically is a taker from all other departments. This is our opportunity to
get back.
To get back.
Well, you'll become very popular.
Any other questions? Is there a motion on this?
I will make a motion to approve action item number 4.2 to approve the addition of the classification of multimedia designer pursuant to Rule 1.02A3.
And I second.
Perfect. We'll do it in all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions. Absences, yes. Commissioner Fish.
Commissioner Fish.
So 4.3, selection of a chair and a vice chair for fiscal year 22-23. Do you want to talk about that at all?
This is where we get to select a chair and a vice chair, a co-chair for 22-23. I think typically, Commissioner Gersten's not eligible because technically his term has expired, but we can't find enough candidates to try and even replace him. You are irreplaceable.
Yeah.
We can't give to council. We've tried to drum people up from the union, and even then, we already have another vacancy we would fill before we would fill your vacancy. So I really need two more people.
Oh, that's why the mayor's daughter left.
Yeah, she's in Italy. So we have the three options of...
And notably, Commissioner Fish is absent.
He had a family emergency.
Okay.
Non-emergency, but it took him out of the county right now.
Well, Jenny, if you want to stay on doing it...
I feel like we've only been here twice.
Yeah.
Since we did the...
It is true. Yeah, you've met her a few times. Yeah.
It's July already.
I know. It's so true.
So I'll nominate Jenny to be chair and continue on with Commissioner Fish as vice chair.
Are you okay with that?
I'm completely okay.
Would you love to jump up and...
Yeah, I mean, you can nominate yourself.
Sounds
and
lovely, but
vote.
No, actually, I still feel very new, and I am very new in the role, and because we haven't had the opportunity to meet on a regular basis, I still wouldn't feel completely comfortable taking on that
so
role
more
at this
year,
time.
Right? Huh? One more year, and then you give it up.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, a second. See? I told you.
Can you do that by application
yes.
for both? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we probably should put a disclaimer. Commissioner Fish is unwilling.
Yes, we will. If he's unwilling, I will re-agendize it for the next meeting.
Perfect.
Oh, re-agendize. I like that word.
I'm sorry?
This is what happens when you get assigned work when you're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's what
it's
happens.
It's called voluntold.
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Abstention? That passes 3-0-1. Other business? Nothing else, right?
Nope.
Staff comments?
I think of interest, we have completed negotiations with our fire labor group. It is going to council on the 12th. It has passed ratification with the union, so.
Can you share the terms?
Sure. It is a 3-year contract. There are a number of management rights that are being regained through this contract. With a 6% in the first year and then 4% in years 2 and 3. There's some compaction, so there is a compaction adjustment in the first year for engineer and captain. That group has been 3 fiscal years without a raise. So given the time frame, it's a good number. It's a good package.
Did you deal with, not that it could be contingent, but did you deal with all their threats of being treated unfairly and all of those good things? Do they now feel treated fairly?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
And have you guys...
They voted yes. A majority of them voted yes, so I hope they're...
Has the city done salary studies?
We have.
How do they, in the county, how do they sit pre-raise and post-raise?
So it'll be updated for July 1. So if you looked at July 1, everyone that has things built in, if people were still in contract negotiations, we put in a buffer of 2, which is 2%, which is probably low. They were sitting at about the 50th percentile on total comp or base. In the end, I think they end up at the 70th percentile in total comp. Our base runs a little lower when we look at it in the market versus our total comp based on our healthcare packages. So they end up in total comp at the 70th percentile.
Does the city have a lot of add-on pays for fire?
So we have, and that's why we tend to use total comp, because our falls through our ALS, we do have some pretty high numbers that come along with the paramedic pay. So those numbers are big. That's why our base usually looks low artificially, because there's some stuff built baked in that everyone has access to.
Where does that fall from a comp perspective to your general workforce?
It's in alignment with our safety. So if we look at our safety, they're sitting at about the same point in the market. We have a council compensation plan for non-safety. Our safety didn't participate or aren't included. That looks at median in the market, and it describes different markets for different labor groups. We don't have that for safety, but we try to kind of ring true to that. But they're sitting a little bit higher. They were traditionally, first or second in the market. So over time, we've seen that slip from where they were.
They safety or they not
safety?
Okay.
So do the annual raises bring them in comparable to other safety on a graduating scale, or are they right now comparable? In other words, is it weighting each year's 4, 6, and?
We didn't build out fire for the out years, but what we're seeing in the numbers is more than 2% going out to other groups. So they'll probably either sit where they're at or fall back. I don't think they'll gain ground based on what I'm kind of hearing about negotiations that are out there.
Have you entered into a new agreement with POA?
Yeah, they have just finished 1 year of a 3-year contract. IFF also in POA in the terms of this contract will be contributing an additional 2% to their retirement. So we're working towards cost sharing at the 50% cost sharing, which we see with our non-safety labor groups.
And are they getting the annual raise comparable to what fire is getting?
Who?
Under the POA.
So they received a 2% 2 years ago, 543, the 644, the numbers do add up to the same number.
Got it.
And so therefore, you don't have any Me Toos, do you?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No Me Toos, no retro pay.
No retro back to July, so if it doesn't get...
Their contract was expired in January.
Okay.
And the vacancy rate in fire and safety is pretty good, or is it bad?
No, we have less vacancies in fire. We do see a little bit with COVID, there was a gap in turning out paramedics nationwide just because of programs were shut down. But actually, we've drawn down on our transport program, which really is the base to pull from. I think we're able to pull how many people out of that for our current running academy? 6 or 7?
6.
Yeah, so we've been able to use that to find paramedics. And right now, we have a joint recruitment. We're doing our first South Bay kind of consortium recruitment with Coronado, National City, IB, Chula Vista. It's kind of a fast turnaround because other agencies are hiring right now, but I think if we're going to do it, we should probably do it quarterly or semi-annually, where we'll build kind of a group of people to pull from outside of some other resources we have to find paramedics to kind of bring up, because we do have in the future another academy coming online. Also, we'll be going to another commit fire, we'll be returning to another commission to ask for additional positions through Measure A this month that will kind of augment some of the staffing and supplement it in ways that will allow for these other projects that have kind of drawn people out of the field to do these things when we have an aging workforce. We're also growing extremely quickly, so we have a lot of young, green employees that, you know.
And are the paramedics generally single role paramedics, or are they dual role firefighter/paramedic?
So we have both. So we have, our engines are staffed at 4-0, so there's a firefighter paramedic and a firefighter EMT on all of our trucks, engines, and USAR. And then we have single role, there's a single role paramedic and a single role EMT on our boxes. Did I say anything wrong?
And then do you have any updates on any potential disciplinary cases that
there
you might get the
none at this time?
Nice. There's
too much harmony in the city.
Okay.
That's
not what my wrinkles say. There's a lot of Botox that goes into this, Bill.
I mean, how many years
it's
have
lovely,
I been
Bill.
Here? Nine, ten,
yeah.
We've had one.
Really?
No.
No.
Just one in 9 years?
One actual event.
Well, there were ones that were less than the term that...
That's
Star Felicia
right.
handled one, I think, right.
right
when I was getting here, yeah.
Okay.
So impressive.
We've had more people than that separated.
Connie and Courtney are here, but it predated you both. How long have you been here now, Courtney?
It was 7 years in March. Yeah. Or May. It's March.
Okay. Do you have any other comments you want to give us?
I do not.
Connie, anything? You kind of staff? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Yay. Thank you for being here. And so for me, comments-wise, I think one of the things we've really seen a lot, I happened to sit through, we're doing a training of all of our leadership today, and we were blessed enough to have all three of our SROs attend all day. And participate in our training with us. And so, since I have one, I have fire, but I don't have police.
I can be the rep. I'm going to channel Roxanna.
Can you please, for Chief Kennedy and Captain Collum, let them know how much we appreciate the amazing SROs that they have here in the city.
Can do.
That's all I've got. Bill?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. On that note, we have gone through, there are no commissioner comments, and so at this time we will adjourn at 5:32 for our next regularly scheduled meeting on, Courtney? Oh, it is says August 4th. I'm like, I thought we were in August. I'm sorry. I'm not like, oh, tell me the next one. August 4th at 5:15?
Yes.
Can we anticipate lots of items? Okay, good.